if you're going to use dare negatively?
No.
You wouldn't, okay. You aren't doing what you like to do.
You aren't doing what you're supposed to do.
All right. Would you ever say ought?
No.
Okay. Is there a negative form of ought? He did something he blank.
Oughtn't do, but I would never use it.
What would you say?
He shouldn't do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. Will you do it? No, I
won't.
Mm-hmm. If you did a hard job and your friend is just standing there watching, you might say after you had finished, well, you
really helped me out on that.
Or you instead of saying you could have helped me, you might say you
didn't.
Or you could have helped me, or you
should have.
Or suggesting possibility. You
might have.
Mm-hmm. And if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the yard work finished.
If it quit raining?
Mm-hmm. Then I blank get the yard work finished.
Then I'll get the yard work finished.
Well, again, suggesting possibility.
Then I might get the yard work finished.
Okay. Kind of bird that can see in the dark. We're not doing birds and animals, in case you couldn't tell.
Owls.
All right. Are there different types of owls? What about a little bitty one?
Hoot owl.
And how about a great big one?
Screech owl.
Okay. Let's see. The kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Did you ever hear that called anything else?
Just the other day in linguistics.
Oh. Bad time to ask you that particular question, huh? What is that you heard?
I think he's called a peck of wood.
And was he speaking of people, or was he speaking of the bird?
Speaking of person.
Did you ever hear anybody really use that for a person?
No.
Okay. Are there any different types of woodpeckers, like different sizes or colors?
There's a red woodpecker, and then there's a red-headed woodpecker, not just red. Red-headed woodpecker. Then there's a big one, and I think that they're usually gray, but I don't know their names.
Did you ever hear of the big one called an Indian hen or a Lord God?
No.
Okay. And the kind of animal that's black and white that has a bad smell?
Skunk.
Ever hear another name for it?
No.
Polecat?
No.
Civet cat?
No.
Okay. How about a general name for all kinds of pesky little animals that might come and get your chickens if you lived on a farm?
Rodents.
Well, suppose they're not necessarily rodents, though they might be possums or foxes. I'm going to go out and shoot those.
Varmints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you ever use that for people?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the bushy-tailed animal that lives in the trees or runs around the Emory campus.
Squirrels.
Yes, and what color are they?
Gray.
Are there other kinds of squirrels?
There's a red squirrel, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. What, you know another name for it?
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a squirrel or perhaps a lizard called a boomer?
No.
All right. How about an animal that's smaller than a squirrel? It's a little bit like it, but many people say it does not climb trees, and it doesn't have a bushy tail. It has little stripes on its back, and it's brown. I've seen them around Emory, too.
Rats, no.
No, they look rodent-like.
Chipmunk.
Yeah. Do you have those in Orlando?
Not very many. In fact, I don't think we do.
Mm-hmm. You just met them here, or in other places in North Carolina? Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what are some common freshwater fish?
There's a trout, there's a bass, catfish, tell it doesn't fish. There's something with a sawfish, garbfish.
Alright. How about saltwater fish?
There's the perch. And there's dolphin, and